So just to explain these seven levels of organization a little bit further, the way that it works is that similar species, if you start at the bottom of the diagram here, we're at the species level. So similar species are grouped together into a genus. The plural word for genus is genera. Then multiple genera with similar characteristics are grouped together into families. And as you keep going up, this relationship continues. Similar families are grouped together into orders. Similar orders are grouped together into classes. Similar classes are grouped together into phylum. And similar phylum are grouped together into kingdoms. So kingdom is the most general level, which will contain the most number of different types of species. So an example of a kingdom is the plant kingdom. So all plants will fall into the plant kingdom, and then as you go down the levels of organization, you become more and more specific. And if you look at our diagram here, you start with the very most general descriptive level of organization, which is plant. And as you go down the levels of organization, you come to the very bottom where you get very specific describing one species, which in this example is the moss rose or the Rosa gallica. And I encourage you to really look at the diagram on this slide and see that as you go from the bottom level, the species level, the species level describes one single species. And as you keep on going up the different levels, more and more species are grouped into each level until you get to the top, the kingdom level, which in this case is the plant kingdom, which describes over 280,000 different species of plants. So in the next slide, we're going to look at how do humans fit into these seven levels of organization, and hopefully this will help you understand the concept a little bit further.